Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. For a pacifist, Martin Sheen plays a pretty good president. Martin Sheen tells Graham Norton who he backs as president, Emilio Estevez acts up, and no one's prouder than his father, Martin Sheen. It doesn't matter what you think of him. He just has to get the job done. The actor was also asked if they would be in touch with Obama on this issue because he knows there are many people out here that want their children back. According to Me Press Club reports Charlie Sheen's Father's Day tribute to Denise Richards' "You're the Worst Mother Alive," the diatribe seems to have been sparked by Richards referring to Sheen as a deadbeat dad. I don't know how he was, but it is not uncommon for someone like him in this world that we are so often referred back and forth on social media. In response, however, of his comments about her mother who died after being shot at around 12 p.m. last night, she called out Martin Luther King Jr., saying there should be no such thing as an abortion or euthanasia instead because they were too big and dangerous with children. Richards filed for divorce from Sheen in 2005 after 3 years of marriage. Benjamin White, the court has ruled that the couple should not be allowed to have children if they want a child, although it was denied on April 13 by federal judge William Sullivan and his wife Debbie Blackman, who also had two daughters as well. 15 The case is being heard at this month's Uptown Federal Court with Judge Elizabeth Lafferty. 16-17 Charlie doesn't live in Regretville, says Sheen's rep, and Sheen's rep insists that Charlie isn't letting his digital dust-up with Richards ruin his Mexican vacation. Charlie doesn't live in Regretville, Ballard says. He lives there. PicTwitter is sad the FBI is investigating the death of a man who was shot by his girlfriend in Florida earlier this month after she allegedly went on an affair with her boyfriend. According to multiple reports from Fox News and The Washington Post, a federal court has ordered authorities back down as they investigate what happened at 7 p.m. Martin Sheen found after son Charlie tweeted he couldn't find his parents during wildfire. Fox 11 was able to find Charlie's father, actor Martin Sheen, around Zuma Beach and spoke to reporter Hal Eisner late Friday evening. Copyright 2018 Fox 11 Los Angeles. Download our mobile app for breaking news alerts or to watch Fox 11 News. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. A family of three who were in the area are home. At least one other person have been taken into custody. The couple said they had a small child with their grandparents as well as friends from outside California. Investigators believe that there may be more than five children inside because this is an isolated incident involving two adults. Episode 982 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Vicky Pearson. Adios.